An announcement today from Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas could help destabilize a fragile truce between his Fatah movement and the Islamist group Hamas. Fatah has dominated Palestinian politics for half a century, but it's now struggling to overcome the rising popularity of Hamas. Today, Mahmoud Abbas postponed parliamentary elections scheduled for July, but an even bigger electoral battle is looming, as we hear from NPR's Julie McCarthy in Gaza City.
The local election drama being played out here in Gaza these past weeks provides a glimpse into a political showdown that will soon be played out on a national scale. Gaza-based political analyst Salah Abdel Shafi says hanging in the balance is control of the Palestinian parliament, which was due to be elected in July. But the Palestinian leadership today postponed the election with no new date.
Obviously, there is a power struggle going on between Hamas and Fatah. Fatah is very nervous about, you know, the results that Hamas so far has achieved in municipal elections. They feel the pressure. They feel that they're losing their power monopoly. And it's yet natural that they become nervous about it.
Outside a Gaza City mosque, the faithful offer their insights into why Hamas performed so well in its first foray into Palestinian electoral politics. Hamas effectively trounced Fatah in the Gaza Strip and made a strong showing in the West Bank as well. 28-year-old Mohammed al-Masri credits the victories to an upsurge in religious fervor among many Gazans, which translates into votes for the Islamist group that he says is the vanguard of resistance to the Israeli occupation.
People are more religious now because there are more deaths, more martyrs. And because the economic situation is so bad, when there is nobody to help you, you look to God for help. And when you only get what you need in the society through connections, and you have none, you get close to God and make him your connection.
Masri's remarks are an indirect swipe at Fatah, which for years has dominated this economically distressed slice of land along the Mediterranean, keeping the spoils of jobs and money largely to itself. But Fatah is not without its own diehard supporters, including members of the younger generation. 24-year-old Rami Musla works along a strip of metal and tile shops in Beit Lahia. In this northern Gaza town, Fatah captured 6 city council seats to Hamas's 7. A handful of precincts have been ordered to re-vote after Fatah won a court ruling that declared voting irregularities here. Rami Musla says he supports Fatah and is proud that Fatah is part of what he calls Palestinian democracy.
I'm really proud of it, especially that we are still not even a state. We are not even independent. We are able to run a very clean elections, while in other regimes, they don't have any occupation and they don't have any elections. And here people make the decision.
But plumber Riyad Sada says Fatah's court challenge of Hamas's narrow victory in Beit Lahia shows bad faith. He says the initial election was deemed by international observers to be fair, and that any revote is little more than a gambit to roll back Fatah's losses.
They are the only party in charge of the Palestinian issue since 50 years, and now they lost. People did choose Hamas, and Fatah cannot accept it. And this is what is happening.
Lurking in this local election is a larger issue haunting Fatah. It's seen as corrupt and slow to institute reforms needed to improve the Palestinian economy and overall security. Again, Salah Abdel Shafi.
Hamas today is benefiting from a situation of unemployment, poverty, hopelessness, and lack in confidence in the future. People want to see quick, substantial reforms. Now, Mahmoud Abbas was elected basically because he said, I want reforms, I want to fight corruption. Now it's the time to deliver. This is the only thing that might save Fatah in the upcoming elections.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has persuaded Hamas and other armed groups to accept what's being called a period of calm with Israel. He's also working to bring them into decision-making. Israel wants armed groups, including Hamas, destroyed. But analyst Abdul Shafi says it is the less combative approach of Abbas that will carry the day.
The Palestinian Authority has to deal with it in a very sensitive way. The last thing we need at this stage is really a violent confrontation with these groups.
Avoiding any such confrontation is also necessary, Abdul Shafi says, if Fatah is to survive. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Gaza City.